Welcome to the Foreigners Journalist Podcast, a podcast about life as a foreigner in general and in Germany in particular. The focus of this podcast is to give you insights about life in Germany and to answer your questions about the art of maneuvering life in a foreign country. You're welcome to listen to this podcast for information or just for entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Foreigners Journalist Podcast. My name is Caroline and today is the 24th of April 2021. And I was hoping that I'd be able to talk about different things other than Corona, but the Corona situation in Germany continues to escalate. It's not as bad as was feared, but the numbers are still really, really high. So this past week, the German government basically decided to do something quite drastic by basically passing a law for the lockdown. You know, so if you reach a certain number, if the incidence of, if there are at least 165 infections with for 7 days in a row, 165 in 100,000 people, infections in 7 days in a row, then you have to close the schools in any region, you know, and this is basically for the whole country. So the current situation in Germany is such that the numbers are so high that basically almost all parts of the country will have to close schools, you know. So many people are unhappy about this, and this is actually what I'd like to talk about, you know. So I personally feel like the indecision and the fact that there are so many, so Germany is a federal state and it has 16 different states. They're called Bundesländer, and each Bundesland has basically a prime minister and its own government, and they make their own decisions and basically run the government, their own government, mini governments. And then there's the federal government that's based in Berlin and that is headed by Angela Merkel, the chancellor. And so it's kind of, it's like mini countries, and then a bigger state, you know, like Germany. So it's actually, normally this is a really good thing because every region has its own solutions for different challenges, and every different Bundesländer have different strengths, you know, so they can always concentrate on what they do best. And I think so far it's always kind of worked really, really well with the national government. But somehow, with Corona, it's just, initially it looked like it was working well, and then it reached a point where Merkel would kind of meet with the heads of the different Bundesländer, like the prime ministers of the Bundesländer, and then they'd come up with decisions, and then the prime ministers of the different Bundesländer would go back to their Bundesland, and then they would just not translate what was agreed on into practice. And this, at some point, it felt like you just never knew, you know, like everyone kind of just chose what parts of the agreement they wanted to actually take seriously and which ones not. And this was a really strange, crazy situation, which has been very frustrating for everyone, you know. So I really do think that the Bundesnotbremse, that's what it's called, like this law to kind of have uniform guidelines for everyone across the country, I actually think that this is very, very nice. Now, this thing, it was not just resisted by the different politicians from the different Bundesländer. It was also resisted by so many artists, you know. And this is what I want to talk about, because I think that this is very, very scary. So one of the things that is, if you ask me what's the most typical German thing, I would say without a doubt that it's Tatort, you know. So Tatort is a police drama. It's a TV series with different a TV drama, and it's usually shown on Sundays, you know. And the special thing about Tatort is that it's shot in different parts of in different cities in Germany, you know. So for example, you have a Tatort in Stuttgart, you have a Tatort from Berlin, you have a Tatort from Ludwigshafen, you have a Tatort from Bremen, you have a Tatort from Hamburg, you know. So you kind of identify, if you come from these regions, you kind of identify with it, you know, because you'll always kind of see parts of the towns you'll recognize some of the things that are, some of the stuff or the places that are shown on TV. So Tatut has such a loyal following that I've often had when I've had to kind of set up a meeting or a date with German friends, they'd say something like, oh, but that's on Sunday evening and that's Tatut time, you know, like, so it's just something that so many Germans religiously follow, you know. So this past week, after this decision, after Angela Merkel and the government basically decided to come up with these guidelines, like basically laws, some artists, some stars, you know, some who are also detectives in that Tatort series, like they basically kind of came up with some, they published videos on YouTube, basically on social media, kind of talking sarcastically about those guidelines, you know, and basically talking about how, I don't know, like just really kind of talking sarcastically, kind of making fun of the whole thing, you know. Now, when I watched this, I thought it was bizarre because some of those actors, I think someone like Heike Macker, she's a very, very famous German actress, and there's, I think also internationally. And then there's also, there's one called Ulrike Volkerts. She's also very famous. You know, it's these are not like wannabe famous people. These are really famous people. These are really successful artists, you know, like very successful actors. So it's really difficult to understand why they of all the people thought like this was a good idea, you know, to kind of to come up with something like this, you know, to kind of discredit, basically kind of challenging and discrediting the government, you know, considering how much sacrifices normal people have had to pay the whole time, you know. These are people, so there's a system in Germany where everyone, if you as an adult in Germany, you always have to pay a Rundfunkgebühr, and that is some money that you pay for the public TV stations, you know. So people who get to work on Tatort, you know, get to be paid because Tatort is shown on the two main public channels, like it's shown on it's from the public channels. They get to be paid from that money, you know. So they actually do get a lot of money, and they are not lacking work, you know, compared to many artists who probably have not had any performance or any gigs since the lockdown began. These are not the poor artists, you know. These are the really successful ones, you know. So this thing was really chilling, you know, because Tatort is something that is in everyone's sitting room, you know. This is something that all German most German families watch. I would actually guess that is the numbers are 80% plus, you know, like this is something that is extremely popular, you know. So a typical Tatort is usually some crime goes like this, like some crime happens, and then usually there are two detectives then, and then they have the team around them, and then there's they kind of try to solve the crime, you know. And this is it's something that you kind of some, of course, are spectacular, but it's something that you also you do kind of habit, you know, kind of out of habit, you know, like on Sunday evening, you sit and watch Tatort, you know, and this is really, so these are people who are directly in the, if you ask an ordinary person, they most likely, even if they don't know any actors, but they most likely know the Tatort detectives, you know, they are real superstars, you know. So these people talking like this, as soon as they published these messages, kind of mocking the corona guidelines and the laws, the neo-Nazis and the AfD, the complete right-wing, right extremist party in Germany, the AfD, Alternative for Deutschland, they started celebrating. They were really, really happy about it, you know. And then, of course, also the QAnon. QAnon in Germany is called like Querdenker, you know. These people who kind of have been acting like COVID is not a thing, and it's just something that Merkel came up with, and Merkel is a dictator, you know, they all like were really, really happy, and they started celebrating this, you know. And when I saw this, I just found it chilling, you know. I was really terrified when I watched this, you know, because one of the things that you realize when you live in Germany is just how the entertainment industry is very, 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 like actively, not just passively. They actively fight against fascism. They actively condemn Nazis, you know. So this is, so if you see, most of them are very, very progressive, you know. That, at least that's always been my impression, you know. So for me, watching these guys who are so popular and so loved, you know, and so people who almost ordinary Germans can relate to, kind of propagate a message that is being celebrated by neo-Nazis. It scared me, you know. It just, I started wondering, you know. I've always wondered about, I've been very interested in German history, so I've always kind of watched documentaries and read a lot about it, you know, and I've always wondered how it all deteriorated during the Nazi times. How did it come to the point where lots of things became normal, you know, like how did it reach a point where racism and fascism was the norm and not the exception, you know? And I told myself, like, if entertainers, if actors are going to be to spout the kind of nonsense that is spread by the right wingers, if they're going to say hateful things, if they're going to call the elected democratic government a dictatorship, then it's just a question of time before this becomes the norm, you know, because these people have enormous influence, you know, and they might. Even people who are not interested in day-to-day politics still watch Tatort, you know. And if you see that someone who you actually have respected all your life, or someone you see on every Sunday on your TV show, or on your TV, is saying that kind of stuff, you know, saying stuff like basically talking the talking points of right extremists or neo-Nazis, then it's just a question of time, you know, before this just becomes the norm, you know. And so I was just really, yeah, I don't know. I found this week like really chilling somehow, you know. I wondered a bit. I mean, there's been a lot of pushback, you know, and I have to say that it's not all of them. It's not all the actors, also not Tatort detectives who took part in this crazy statement, those crazy video statements. So there's been a lot of pushback, you know, and I'm just grateful for that, you know. But as someone who was not born in this country, I'm very, very aware, you know. I'm always aware that the line is thin, and if something so horrible once happened, I have absolutely no reason to believe that it won't happen, you know. So far, it's looking like they've been pushed back, and people, there was a huge outcry. People kind of told them off. First, the selfishness of it all, but also maybe the naivety, you know. Some of them have, like Heike Makatsch has basically pulled back from it and said, like, it was maybe naivety, you know. Like, a few of them have kind of said like they were just naive, you know, that it wasn't the intention, you know. But I think that it's something that should worry anyone, you know, in anyone who is afraid that fascism might someday come to power in this country. I think that is every reason to be worried. So yeah, so it's been a pretty rough week in Germany. So thank you very much for listening. If you have any questions, then please send a message to podcast at the Foreigners Journal, foreignersjournal.com. Thanks for listening, and till next time. Bye.
Thank you very much for listening to the Foreigners Journal podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please give us a 5-star rating so more people can find the podcast more easily. If you have any questions or would like to contact us, then please use the email address podcast@theforeignersjournal.com. We hope you join us the next time.